Lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word JUDGE to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text JUDGE to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text JUDGE to 42424.
It's hot.
You said it.
And getting hotter at Suburban Leisure Center. No, we're not just talking about the temperature outside. We're talking about the hot, sizzling prices inside Suburban Leisure Center.
What does that mean for you?
Well, head to Suburban Leisure Center to take advantage of tremendous savings on new patio sets up to 50% off. Suburban Leisure Center has a great selection of everything you'd need to have yourself a mini resort in your yard with patio furniture from all the top brands, plus umbrellas and just about everything you'd need that will make you go on the patio, and a tremendous savings up to 50% off. And because you can actually sit on the furniture and feel the quality at Suburban Leisure Center, it's a lot better than ordering on the internet and hoping that it looks like what you saw online.
And it doesn't look like it did in the picture.
With Suburban Leisure Center's unmatched selection and prices, you'll get what you need for less, up to 50% off. Suburban Leisure Center is on Olive, just a mile west of 141. Better merchandise at better prices at Suburban Leisure Center. Online at suburbanleisurecenter.com.
Have your floors taken a beating the last few years? I have a solution for you. I've just purchased a truckload of hand-scraped hickory hardwood flooring that you'll have to see to believe. Hello, I'm Brian McGee, president of Midwest Floor. This is a high-quality, 5-inch wide, hand-scraped hickory hardwood floor at an incredible price of $3.59 a square foot. That's right, you can have one of the most durable hardwood floors made. In fact, hickory is 40% harder than oak, and for only $3.59 a square foot. That's 5-inch wide, hand-scraped hickory, and your choice of four gorgeous neutral colors. For only $3.59 a square foot, all with a 25-year wear and finish warranty. So hurry into one of our two stores and take advantage of this truckload offer. That's Midwest Floor in Brentwood and Chesterfield, or online at MidwestFloor.com. Quality since 1939.
Enjoy a day, a weekend, or a week of fun with the family this summer at Riverview Ranch in nearby Bourbon, Missouri. Riverview Ranch offers float trips on the Merrimack River by canoe, rafts, tubes, or kayaks. After your float, you can take a dip in their pool or enjoy barbecuing by the river or in one of their shelters, complete with picnic tables. End your day by the campfire and gaze at the stars. There are other attractions, including nearby wineries, Onondaga Cave, and Merrimack Caverns. Riverview Ranch is great for a family getaway, a company picnic, family reunion, or group outing. They offer campsites or cabins for overnight stays. It's the most affordable place on the river and fun for the entire family. Call Riverview Ranch at 800-RIV-VIEW. That's 800-748-8439. Or visit their website at riverviewranch.org. For affordable family fun, you need to visit Riverview Ranch, just an hour away from St. Louis and Bourbon, Missouri.
Hi, this is Scott Mosby, and you're listening to Design Time with Mosby Building Arts. I'm with Brian Yunt, an architect at Mosby Building Arts. People sometimes come without a vision, but they have these photos. Does everybody really have a vision, or is it kind of a secret?
I think that's part of our job as designers, is to draw the vision out of people. Some have a really clear vision of what they want, and some just really have a hard time articulating it. And that's one of the great things about the 3D software we use. It's almost a virtual reality, and it's actually heading in that direction. And we can show people what the design is going to look like, and they can sort of imagine themselves in the space. And we can change cabinet styles, paint colors, countertop colors right there in front of them. And it's pretty powerful, and they really appreciate it. And then they know what they're getting when they hand over that first check for the deposit for construction. There's a lot more peace of mind knowing what they're going to get on the back end.
Thanks for tuning in to Design Time with Mosby Building Arts. Please visit callmosby.com to schedule your appointment today.
Hi, John Grayson here, inviting you to join me Friday, June 23rd at the AD Lift Truck Barbecue Fundraiser, all to benefit our wounded veterans. The proceeds are going to Project Healing Waters and Focus Marines Foundation. The barbecue is from 11 a.m. to 1:30 p.m., and I'll be broadcasting live from 10 till 1. It's all for a good cause, helping our wounded veterans who are there for us. It's the AD Lift Truck Barbecue Fundraiser, benefiting our wounded veterans. Friday, June 23rd from 11 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. at 5434 Natural Bridge. See you there.
Hi, it's Jennifer Blohm with some great news from my friends at Sound Health Services. They have now opened ENT Now. ENT Now is a walk-in clinic at Manchester and 270 in De Pere Square that offers same-day care for ear, nose, or throat conditions. ENT Now. No appointments necessary. Open 7 to 7 Monday to Friday and Saturdays from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. Walk in or call 314-729-0077 or online at soundhealthservices.com. ENT Now.
Pinions Playhouse is on the air. Turn the volume up. We've got lots to share. Listen in your car or your underwear. Break Opinions on the air.
So join his partners and him.
There's no fun left on the air.
And we're full of chit, and we think you'll get lots of
your mom's chest hair.
Your mom's chest hair?
Hey.
Yeah, how do you know about that? Well, good afternoon, and welcome to the June 21st. Hey, is this officially the first full day of spring?
Yeah. Summer solstice.
Summer, yes. Summer solstice. What does that mean?
Summer solstice was the
last night at like 11.
So today's the first full summer
yes.
day. So
yeah.
Happy summer, everybody. Man, I'll get into it later. When you're a kid, summer's the best. It is. So welcome to the summer solstice edition of Pinions Playhouse, brought to you by MD Health and Wellness. They took 35 pounds off of me. They can do something for you, too. I'm pretty sure of that. We'll talk after this. Control board is manned by Eon the Peon. Peon, say hi to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stiefel Nicholas, which is a member of the SIPC.
Oh, yes, are they a member of the SIPC?
Yes, they okay, are. Good. And the NYSE.
Oh,
yes,
good.
Both of them. And if you are concerned about the future of your investments, it may be a smart idea to get a fresh perspective with Mark and Jason. For their phone number and more, go to
markandjason.com.
Hello to the chicks.
Dan Strauss is in the house with his trouser mouse. Dan, how's it going?
Great. Hi, everybody.
Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven.
You're also fine, Dan.
And Rat Boy is mad because he went back in our kitchen. I'll talk about this in a minute. And he wanted to use the microwave and he wouldn't do it. It's so disgusting. What were you putting in there?
Cheese.
Oh, I do that. I melt cheese. I sometimes melted cheese.
Oh, sure. On top of a sandwich?
It's the best. Give it up for Bruce Limprist and the All Boy Orchestra. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Woo.
Thank you. Come on, be seated. This is a great day today. You know, some days you learn about things about yourself you didn't know. I didn't know I was a racist till today.
Yeah.
I have to thank Ray for pointing that out because I never did know that. We're brought to you by MD Health and Wellness. MD Health and Wellness is in Bridgeton. And I do understand why almost every day when I check my email, there's at least one listener or two or three question with the question, where's that place that helped you lose that weight? Because you're in the car, most of you, and you can't write things down, and I get it. I'm happy to tell you. It's MD Health and Wellness. Their website, take the and out, health, and it's just mdhealthwellness.com. And if you can't remember that, you go to frankopinion.com. And go to the sponsor page, and they're listed with the other people that keep this thing on the air, the other sponsors that make this possible. What they do is three things, actually. They help people lose weight. They help men who are mid-40s, late-40s, started to lose that testosterone. Apparently, you got to have that testosterone, men and women. You got to have that stuff, or your life's kind of not the same. So they help with that. And then people with type 2 diabetes, that's reversible in many, many cases. I would say most cases. And they'll show you how to do that also. Now, I can only talk about the weight loss because I don't have type 2 diabetes. And I already taken care of the testosterone thing long ago, and it's not hard to do. But the weight loss thing, that's tough. I put that right in the category with people trying to stop smoking. Dan, you've tried to stop smoking. Trying to lose weight, I think, must be a lot like the smokers.
Oh, yeah, I would imagine.
You know, I'm cut down, and then you get back into smoking. I'll come cut down a half a pack a day, and then next thing you're smoking, I try. I always have tried several times to quit. It's just, weight loss. Most people have tried and tried several times and succeeded, and then they failed. They didn't fail because they went back off the wagon and started eating again. Starting eating too much, too many calories. But what they do is help you through the hard part, and the hard part's that first month, especially that first couple of weeks. My goodness, is that hard. Especially if you love to eat. There are people who do not like to eat. They never say, I'm hungry.
Or they forget to eat. They go,
oh, yeah.
I just realized it's 6 o'clock and I forgot to eat today. What? What is
wrong? How do you do that? I would love to forget to eat. So, congratulations. Good for you people who, and I know people that I have been around a lot and have never heard them say, man, I'm hungry, or been with them and watched them eat beyond a couple of bites. They just, wouldn't that be great? I'm the opposite. I'm always hungry. So, that first couple of weeks or months, MD Health and Wellness, without help, I'll just admit it, I can't do it. I can't do it. Weak. I'm very weak. Let them help you. Meet with them. All right? And set aside some time, an hour, because they, to do this right, they want to get to know you. They want to know if you're allergic to something or other. They want to know what your body mass index is. They want to know if your heart is healthy. It's not just some, give us your money, here's your food, good luck. It's really impressive what they do and the way they do it. So when you decide to get serious and put not being fat above a lot of other things that you're spending money for, you get in touch with them. Everything you need to know is at mdhealthwellness.com. I went back in the kitchen a while ago to heat up my coffee. I drink the same half cup of coffee through the whole show. I'm not a big coffee drinker, so I just reheat it. Our microwave looks like somebody put a cat in it and blew it up. I've never seen such a disgusting thing.
Yeah.
Now, I'm sure somebody here goes, why don't you clean it? Well, that's not my job to clean the microwave, just like it's not my job to clean the toilet. But what is all that? A scientist, you'd come in and go, here's lasagna, here's some pizza, here's...
Fred usually gets around to doing that. I don't know what his...
Well, Fred's not here anymore.
What?
Maybe that's, yeah.
When he's not on
a long time ago. Maybe that's why the microwave...
Oh.
But you people listening, if you've got a kitchen where you know what I'm talking about.
Oh, it's so where you don't cover something. And
yeah, it blows up
anything
with particles.
Liquid or sauce or, yeah.
All right, this is one of those... things that hit me when I'm in the car and I don't know why. And here it is. Why does anybody ever need to know the square root of anything? And why did we learn about that?
I don't
know.
Have
you ever...
I bet it comes into play with engineering or...
scientists.
Physics or something.
I say you shouldn't make kids learn stuff
until you
that 99.9% are never going to use. How about teaching them other stuff they will need to know? But no... they make us take algebra and all that stuff. Have you ever seen the movie Fried Green Tomatoes?
Yes.
It's terrific.
Yeah.
I watched it last night. I didn't mean to, but I sat down and went, oh, what's on TV? And it was only 20 minutes in.
You go into thinking, I'm not going to like this.
Well, I've seen it before, so yeah, I knew I liked it. But I didn't mean to watch it. But then I couldn't stop once I got it. It's really good. Pian's never seen it.
Oh, yeah.
Kathy Bates and Mary Stuart Masters. Whatever happened to her?
I don't know.
She's in it. It's a terrific movie. And Jessica Tandy is in it, who was an actress till the day she died. I mean, she was still acting at 90 or so.
Was she Miss Daisy?
Yeah, she was Miss Daisy. Yeah. That's another one, Driving Miss Daisy. That's a great... what's his name?
Morgan Freeman?
Yes, he was the driver. He was her driver.
And Dan Aykroyd was in that, too. He was
Daisy's son.
Yeah.
Now, we got another story. I'm not going to dwell on this a long time, because if I do, Ray will get mad. I think I'm racist. But I don't know if this person's black or white, first of all. But we have another incident, another police shooting. And on behalf of the police, let me just say something. I don't know how you deal with the fact that now it seems like every news story that involves a police officer shooting somebody, it's immediately somehow better find out if they're justified or racist. Like every time it happens, well, he might have been out of line. Sure, there was another way. He didn't have to shoot him. No, I'm sorry. Sometimes people have to get shot, especially in this case when the woman is coming at him with two knives. Now, I've never been around anybody on PCP or out of control on drugs, but if you're slinging and swiping two knives at me, I'm going to have to shoot you. And then after this has happened, and they have the audio of the police just begging her, please put the knives down. And she keeps coming at them. And here's a woman, K.L. Shannon. I assume it's a woman. She's a community organizer and local NAACP official. And she says this woman weighed less than 100 pounds. That has nothing to do with it. If you have two knives, I don't care if you weigh 100 pounds or 300 pounds, you have two knives. And they had no choice after begging her to put it. And here's what this woman says. This young woman was shot down like a dog. No, I don't think a dog has ever come at anybody with two knives. They could have overpowered her. That's another one I like.
Overpowered her?
I love that. Yeah. How about you, ma'am? How about you show us how to overpower somebody with two knives?
Or the other one they do. Shoot them in the leg or something. Or just
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, it's not the movies.
That's not how they're taught.
Yeah, easier said than done. Shoot somebody in the leg. So be prepared. No. That story's coming up. We've lost another rapper, as we said earlier, Prodigy. He's gone at the age of 42. Let's just move on to something else. That's not so sad. I meant to mention this last week, and I just didn't get around to it. I think it's important. Miley Cyrus, who I don't know a lot about her. She's Billy Ray's daughter. I couldn't name you a song that she's had, but she has now come out and said that she is self-identified as pansexual.
Pansexual.
Yeah. She's P-A-N, pansexual.
What does that mean?
I have no
idea.
She
likes to cook? She gets turned on when she cooks?
And makes love to the cooking utensil? I don't
know.
But she took the stage at the Capitol Pride concert a week or two ago and let the crowd know that she's pansexual.
Well, good.
How many of these are we going to have? Trans, pan. I don't know what that means.
And apparently, I don't either.
It's. I think it says here that she.
I think it's all of the. You can be attracted to somebody who's transgendered. You can be attracted to a man, woman. It's just
we're transgender. Like you crossed over.
Thing. Yes.
You know, anybody, anytime. Maybe that's what it means.
This is getting confusing.
Now, here's some good news. Here's some good news. The Supreme Court, Monday of this week, said, hey, if this group wants to call themselves the Slants, remember this Asian group, and they named themselves the Slants, and then here comes somebody going, oh, you can't do that. You can't. They're Asian! The Supreme Court basically said, you know what, shut up. They can be named as Slants. Go away. About time somebody just used some common sense.
And it's probably someone that's not even Asian that's saying, oh, they can't do that. That's offensive.
And I like the Redskins. It's usually people who aren't even Indian.
Yeah.
They're making such a big deal out of it. And, boy, this one, did you see the inmates that save the life of an officer? What are you thinking? You could have escaped. Now, it was a great story. Six inmates saved the life of a deputy sheriff. They performed CPR, and it's a great story. I say give them early release, those guys. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
Bringing back one of the great old people jokes. Three old guys are sitting around the nursing home. and they're just telling stories. And the subject comes up about being scared, and they've lived each a long life. And one of the guys asked the other two, what's the most frightened you've ever been? And the first guy says, I fought in World War II. And I remember facing a Japanese soldier, and there we were face to face. And I pointed my gun at him, and I pulled the trigger. Nothing, no ammo. And I thought, this is where I die. This is the day I die. And he pointed his gun right between my eyes. And it's like slow motion. I watched him pull the trigger. Click. He was out of ammo, too. But I'll tell you what. Eventually, I beat the hell out of him in hand-to-hand combat. But looking down that barrel, thinking, this is it. That's the most scared I've ever been. What about you, Ernie? Ernie said, well, I'll tell you. One time, I used to be an avid hiker. Oh, I hiked all over this country. And I remember one morning we got up, we went hiking, and I had to just take a dump right out there in the wilderness and drop my pants, squat down, there's a rattlesnake. And he coiled up ready to strike. Now, thank goodness he didn't put his fangs in my scrotum or anything, but I'll tell you what, that scared me to death. I that scared the hell out of me. That's the most scared I've ever been. Squatting down, defenseless, pants around your ankles, rattlesnake coiled up ready to strike your penis. That scared me. Daryl, what about you?
Well, that's an easy one. I was quite the hunter in my day and got an invitation to go up north in Alaska, grizzly bear hunting. I'd never done that before. And we got out there and somehow or other I got separated from the other guys. I still don't know how that happened. But I remember walking gently and slowly and looking around, and you know that feeling of there's something behind you. You just sense it. And I turn around, and I've never seen anything like what I was looking at. This bear stood up on his hind legs. He was easily 10 feet tall. And he raised those big old claws on those paws. I reached out in my direction, and then he opened that mouth. That gigantic mouth with those teeth like 8 inches long apiece. He opened that mouth and I pooped in my pants.
One of the other guys says, well, I guess you did. Big old bear stand. He says, no, I mean just now when I went
Tim Weiland does that when he gets excited about an accident sometimes.
I wouldn't have said that.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. Here's Tim with a look at traffic, Tim.
Yeah, you remember I had those troubles, though. Let's see. Good news. They have reopened all the lanes on northbound 55 north of Highway 143, so that traffic is thinning out rapidly. Now, we do have an incident on eastbound Highway 270, just a little bit east of Highway 170. It looks like a parking lot right now going back to about Missouri Bottom. You're still pretty heavy coming in on eastbound Highway 70 from the Earth City Expressway through Cypress. Then things open up a little slow again from 170 through Florissant. They cleared that incident that was on southbound 270 before Highway 40, but you have some slow pockets now from north of Dorset. That goes down through Doherty Ferry. You're heavy again between Highway 44 and Tesson Ferry. They cleared the stalled vehicle that was on northbound 55 by Highway 44. Now, westbound 40 drivers still jamming up from Grand out through McCausland. You're going to be heavy on Highway 40 coming in from Clayton Warson and through Big Bend. And westbound 364, you're heavy from the Amiot Overpass out past the Veterans Bridge. This traffic report is brought to you by Staples. Staples is your office away from your office with everything you need to print, scan, or fax. Access files from a USB, email, or the cloud. Use self-serve machines to get back to business. Staples, it's pro time. I'm Tim Weiland from the Jack Smith Ford Lincoln of Collinsville Traffic Center.
You listen to us, we listen to you. Hello? Hello?
Steve, thanks for holding on. You're first up. Welcome to KTRS.
Hey, Ross.
Hi.
Since KTRS is live and local, you can join the conversation by calling us at 1-888-550-KTRS. That's 1-888-550-5877.
Just pick up your telephone and dial.
Yes, hello. I just had to call in and tell Jennifer I am so thrilled to hear her on this particular station.
Go back to the phones here. Jan, you're the Big 550 KTRS. Good morning, Jan.
I have two things.
Yes.
One, have you ever heard of a place called Bodine?
We're St. Louis's biggest conversation. The Big 550 KTRS. KTRS.
Hey fans, Greg Garcia here. On Friday, June 30th, Budweiser is providing 30,000 fans ages 21 and over the seventh stein in the championship series. This stein will highlight the 50th anniversary of the Cardinals World Series championship against the Boston Red Sox in 1967. That's Friday, June 30th. Add this championship stein to your collection. Get your tickets for June 30th at cardinals.com/promotions. There's only one Cardinals baseball.
He's got it! The Cardinals win the pennant! The Cardinals win the pennant!
Listen to this crowd.
Wow.
They're on their feet.
This 4th of July, the Cardinals have you covered head to toe in true patriotic fashion. On Sunday, July 2nd, fans can take home an adult patriotic cowboy hat, courtesy of Brown and Crouppen Law Firm. Monday, July 3rd, enjoy Cooper Tire's post-game fireworks. And Tuesday, July 4th, adults and kids can add patriotic Cardinals socks to their wardrobe, courtesy of Coca-Cola and Powerade. That's July 2nd, 3rd, and 4th. Get your tickets now at cardinals.com/promotions.
Hi, I'm John Grayson for Premier Heating and Cooling. Now is the best time for you to give them a call at 636-916-1122, because as we get out of the cooler weather and into the hot weather, you want to make sure that your cooling system is ready to handle the task. Have Premier Heating and Cooling come out and give you a checkup. They are the most experienced and oldest American Standard customer care dealer in the St. Louis and St. Charles area. They work on and maintain every major brand of heating and cooling products. Their certified factory-trained technicians are all fully licensed and insured and ready to do the job. They've been servicing the St. Louis and St. Charles area for many, many years, 25 years of experience in residential and commercial HVAC. And not only are they A-rated by the Better Business Bureau, but most of their business at Premier Heating and Cooling comes from people who were referred by family members or friends. Whether your needs are residential and they'll sit down and talk with you about the best plan for your system, or you're working with a commercial system, there is only one number to know, 636-916-1122. That's where you find Premier Heating and Cooling.
Spring, nature's way of celebrating, and Pasiglia's Nursery and Garden Center has the decorations. Whether you need flowers around the house or a complete landscape, Pasiglia's is the premier nursery in St. Louis, located at the corner of Clayton Road and Highway 109 in Wildwood. Exquisite premium quality plants found only at Pasiglia's. Beautiful flowers, colorful hanging baskets, and gorgeous pre-arranged planters everywhere you look. Trees, plants, and perennials in full bloom are absolutely stunning. The Pasiglia's family has been in business in St. Louis for more than 65 years. The professional, knowledgeable staff will help you through the colorful and beautifully maintained nursery that may make you believe you're strolling through the botanical gardens. Their landscape division provides exquisite, elegant, refined landscapes you can definitely picture around your home. Again, they are located at the corner of Clayton Road and Highway 109 in Wildwood. This family would love for you to join in on the spring celebration. Pasiglia.com. It's Pasiglia's Nursery and Garden Center. 636-458-9202. Open 7 days a week.
There are a lot of reasons the foundation of your home is settling and cracking, and there are a lot of reasons PermaJack is the way to stop the sinking before the damage gets worse. PermaJack, the patented system engineered to support any size building on hydraulically driven steel piers. PermaJack offers flexibility other methods can't match. Each installation is tailored exactly to the building's size and strength. A large excavation isn't needed for PermaJack, so the piers can be installed wherever necessary without large crews and heavy equipment. In fact, in states where homes have basements, PermaJack is installed from inside as well as outside the foundation. Other systems can't be tested. They can continue to sink with the surrounding soil. But each PermaJack installation is tested to ensure foundation stability. PermaJack. Solid as rock.
Call PermaJack today at 636-225-2553. That's 636-225-2553.
Looks like some cable and phone companies are trying to sell home security. But when a burglar sees one of their signs in the front yard, what does it say? Oh, wow. This home has 599 59 channels, or, oh, these guys have high-speed internet. But the ADT sign, it says, this family trusts the company whose name means security. So beat it. It's no wonder 5 times more people choose ADT to protect their homes.
Learn more at ADT.com and to see licensing and terms and conditions.
Hi, David Fox here, proud founder of two St. Louis companies I started over 23 years ago, Carpet Masters and Hardwood Rescue. If you're in the market for new flooring, you can avoid the hassle of expensive retailers. At Carpet Masters, we bring our store to you with beautiful top brand carpet, hardwood, tile, vinyl, and laminates. We're all about convenience, savings, and guaranteed installs. Visit us online at stlcarpetmasters.com and schedule your shop at home appointment today. Carpet Masters, we bring our store to you, stlcarpetmasters.com.
Hey guys, my name is Cassie Dercola, and I'm a firefighter from Atlanta, Georgia, and I'm proud to help Firehouse Subs introduce their new small subs. Same awesome subs, same awesome meats and cheeses, now available in a flavor-packed new small size, starting at just $3.99. Each sub is under 500 calories. Big taste, small subs, starting at just $3.99. And remember, at Firehouse Subs, even a small sub can help save lives.
Firehouse Subs, founded by firemen.
Hey, St. Louis, this is A.J. Cochran, center back for St. Louis FC. Join us in a worldwide technology soccer park as we represent our city against some of the best soccer talent in the country.
Make your plans now and get your tickets as St. Louis FC will battle conference rivals, the Rochester Rhinos, on Wednesday, July 5th, presented by Regions Bank. Be a part of the action and excitement of professional soccer in St. Louis. It's time to pack the house at Worldwide Technology Soccer Park and Toyota Stadium. For more information or to get your tickets, visit stlouisfc.com.
So you get this idea for your company. Great. But then...
it's too expensive.
Too complicated.
I want to say yes.
We've never done it that way before.
Yeah, no.
Not during summer.
Nah.
Why now?
I liked it better before you explained it.
Start saying yes to your company's best ideas. American Express Open can help with money and know-how so you can get business done.
We can't do that, can we?
Yes, we can.
Visit open.com and see how American Express Open can help you get business done.
How old are your smoke alarms? Replace today with Kidde's worry-free alarms. Get 10 years of power and no low battery chirps. Kidde, technology that saves lives.
When you gonna let me get so well, I'm in the mood to go somewhere cooler, like the desert in California. Actually, it's hotter there, 120 or something. Mike Evans is there, nice and cool, probably by the pool, or more likely in the house with a bottle of wine. Mike Evans is brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant in Chesterfield Valley. Next door, the Smokehouse Market. Two terrific places that sell thousands of gift cards every year, not just at the holidays. So remember that. Something coming up, you need to get somebody. Don't just get them anything. Get them a gift card to Annie Gunn's or the Smokehouse. They'll love it. They're on the east end of all that other stuff in Chesterfield Valley. Say good afternoon, almost good evening to Mike Evans. Actually, out there, it's mid-afternoon. It's 3:45. Mm-hmm. Right in the middle. You know what's weird about where you are is that how many people can stay up and watch the news at 11 o'clock in the late nights? You get an hour later than we do. Do people stay up that late out there?
You, I don't. You know me. My morning shows. I don't know if I told you this, but I've moved a bunch of my morning show reports and filled in a lot of slots. I had like 6 stations between 3 and 4 o'clock, between 6 and 7 o'clock Eastern. So I moved them, and now I have 1 5-minute break in 3 hours, but I'm now getting up at 4 o'clock.
You get to sleep in.
Oh. Yeah,
4.
I mean, I can go to bed at 9. That's pretty good. I've been getting up at 3 for 21 years.
No, I don't know how you did it. I think that's a very smart idea.
I'm of a drink of wine. I'm feeling very, very good today. I've had a couple glasses of wine. I shot a 76 today.
Oh, man, who hasn't?
It's 120 degrees, and, you know, we just bought a brand new heavy-duty air conditioner. I got that thing down to 72, so it's nice and cool in the house.
Mm. Good life. That's a good life. Wine, cool air conditioning, pool.
Been writing some good reports.
Yeah, well.
Just booked a 10-day trip home for to go to Hawaii in September.
About time you saw Hawaii.
I know.
Yeah.
Bogey just walked in. Bogey, what are you doing? Huh?
That Bogey, he's a cute dog, but he's no match for the former Bogey.
No, he's not for Beauregard.
He'll never be another Beauregard.
He was a super dog.
And for people who don't know the story, years ago, I went over to Mike's house, and that dog attacked my shoelaces.
Oh.
That was, but he would, every time somebody was a first time visitor, he took your shoelaces apart, and he never did it again. He only did it the first, he knew you'd been there before, so he'd leave your shoelaces alone.
Otherwise, he's taking your shoes off.
And then you had that little sock that you called O.J. Simpson, and he'd go, go get him, Bo, go get O.J. And he'd tear that,
he'd tear that thing apart. Yeah, I love that.
Great dog. What do you got for
me? What a great segue. Paco's question. O.J. Simpson, as I've been predicting for a long time, looks like we'll get out of prison in October. He was asked, what was the first thing he would do when he get out of, when he got out of prison?
Kill
Did
somebody.
He say,
kill somebody.
See his kids. Play golf. Visit Nicole's grave site.
Kill my third victim.
Or relocate out of the United States to finally get privacy.
Oh, he doesn't want privacy. Oh, he wants to.
Yeah.
TV news. I had some good news and some bad news for Fargo fans. First, the good news. It's the best show on TV. Good thing you found it. Now, the bad news. Tonight is the season finale. And even worse news. Insiders say they are not bringing it back next year.
Now, how many episodes have I missed that I could go back and get? How many were there?
Eight.
All right, I'll pick it. I'll go pick it up.
Oh, man, is it good. I hate to see it end, and now them saying it's not coming back next year. I think they may give it 2-year vacation, but, man, it's so good.
Twice I've gone back and watched the original Fargo movie with Steve Buscemi.
Oh, what a great movie.
Oh, my goodness, that's a good movie.
Oh, it's a great movie. Tomorrow, the debut of the new Gong Show. Mike Myers plays this ridiculous, weird English character as the host. Contestants tomorrow... The first show include bagpipe unicycler on fire.
I like that.
A speed talker with a pig in tow.
I like that.
A piano playing contortionist.
I like that too.
And a spider woman that eats spiders.
This might be good. It sounds good.
I saw a promo for that. And
with him with a character?
I don't know the point of the character. Yeah, why don't you just host it as Mike Myers?
It doesn't even look like him.
No, it doesn't.
I don't get that part.
It's weird.
Odds and ends. You know, it was Billy Bush who dropped the news and came out and said, hey, there's an audio tape secretly recorded in the Access Hollywood trailer. And Donald Trump says, sometimes I just grab, boy, you know what he said.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, Billy Bush thought that this would skyrocket him into fame and fortune.
Mm-mm.
Wrong.
Yeah.
He got fired. Hasn't found another gig. This guy can't get arrested now. And I say good.
I do too. I never liked him anyway.
I never liked him. You know the neon lights are bright on Broadway.
Is that a song you're trying to sing?
You like that song?
I like the song, yeah.
You like the way I say honey?
Mm. Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Share.
The musical, coming to Broadway in 2018.
Half-breed.
What the hell happened there?
That was my share. Half-breed.
You know, if they were smart, they'd contact me, and I'd tell them some things about Cher. When I first knew Cher, I used to hang out with her at the house for, you know, the first couple of years that they became famous. I could tell them some stories about Cher and spice that thing up like you couldn't believe it.
Are you out of contact?
Ooh.
Well, more Broadway. Also coming to the Great White Way, Margaritaville, the story of Jimmy Buffett and all of his great music.
Well, I'm going to tell you something. If they do it right, I think that's going to be a great musical.
I think it'll be great. I'll go. You know what, Frank?
Jersey Boys.
You and the Long Suffering and Cheryl and I, we ought to go to New York to see that.
And you know all the Parrotheads will go see it, too.
I'm not going to New York to see it. But
Why? I love New York. You don't like New York?
No, not at all.
What's wrong with you?
It's a big city with too many people. It's crowded. I don't like it. Smells like urine. I don't like it.
It doesn't smell like urine.
You asked me what I think.
Smells like urine.
I will never go back to New Orleans.
It smells like vomit and urine.
I've been to New Orleans once. I'll never go back.
Diarrhea.
You asked me what I thought. That's how I think of it.
I love New York.
Too many people.
How do you not love New York?
I can't stand the crowded place. It's nothing but a big crowded city. I don't like it.
Start spreading
the news. You need to know where to go.
I'm not connected like you are.
You need to go down to Chelsea and Tribeca and the Lower West Side where there's trees growing in the street, growing on the sidewalks and people walking their dogs. And it's beautiful.
It sounds like a song.
Mm-hmm.
It could be. More Broadway. Steve Martin has written, and he will star, and he will also direct his new play entitled Meteor Shower. And the hideous, I hate her, Amy Schumer has the female lead.
Oh, I can't stand her.
Oh, that fat pig.
Yeah.
Oinker.
Mm-hmm. Finally. We're really up against it here.
Broadway nugget and a New York Post headline to boot. Here we go. Bruce Springsteen will make his Broadway concert debut in October. It'll be a lengthy 8-week run. Bruce Springsteen on Broadway.
He'll pack the place.
New York Post headline screams, Born to Run on Broadway.
No, I like it. I like it.
And finally,
Oh.
I had a lot more stuff,
Frank,
but you know, I can tell that you're up against the clock.
We are.
So I want to be a professional about that.
All right.
I'm a professional. P-O-R.
And finally.
Okay.
Oh, finally. O.J. Simpson getting out of prison in October. He's asked, what was the first thing you want to do? Did he say, see his kids, play golf, visit Nicole's gravesite, or relocate out of the U.S. for privacy?
Play golf.
Out of the U.S.
I think he would say, visit Nicole's gravesite, because it's the thing to do.
FYI, he has never visited Nicole's gravesite.
Probably too painful for him.
He was there for the funeral. He would never visited the four and a half years he was out of jail and lived in California, right within 2 miles of her gravesite, never went back. He said that the first thing he's going to do is play golf. Can't wait to play golf.
He can tell the truth.
Yeah.
I'm Mike Evans. I'm in Southern California. Thank you, and good night.
There he goes. He's gone, just like that. Brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market, which is right next door. In case I don't have time later, please thank a police officer every chance you get. They'll be stunned and surprised, and they shouldn't be, but go ahead, surprise them and thank them. First Community Credit Union. I bank there. I do all my banking there. I'm trying to remember how this happened. Yesterday, my wife met somebody who worked at one of the banks here in town. And I think what he essentially said to her was, oh, my goodness, he said, that's your husband? I listen all the time. And he sort of implied, boy, I wish he wouldn't do commercials for First Community Credit Union. And I'm sure he does wish we didn't, but we do. And happy to do it. It's one of those advertisers that I'm thrilled that I found, and I'm glad we have them as a supporter, and I hope you will support them. That's how the cycle works to keep the show on the air. Don't ever ask you to do anything we wouldn't do ourselves or wouldn't recommend even if we weren't paid to do it. It's a great place to bank. What you want in a bank is all the services, all of them. They have that. You want really competitive rates. They have that. You want to be treated well. They do. And size does matter because it says stability and security, and they have 43 locations. It is the largest credit union in the St. Louis area. First Community Credit Union. You want to know more, stop in, get some popcorn, tell them you're aiming the PM, or go to firstcommunity.com.
Let's get a final check on traffic this afternoon with Tim Weiland, and I want to say happy birthday to my Uncle Don. Here you go, Tim. Take it away.
Happy birthday, Uncle Don.
Yeah.
There we go. Hey, they're working with a new accident now. It's on southbound 270 at Highway 44. The right lane is blocked, which is the ramp lane to westbound 44. So EMS is on there, on the scene there. Westbound 44 is running slow still from Arsenal through Shrewsbury. Eastbound Highway 40 drivers, Clayton Warson and through Big Bend. We have eastbound 270 getting a little bit better. You're slowing from McDonald through New Florissant. on westbound 40, though it's still pretty thick between Van Deventer out through McCausland. A little bit heavy from Clarkson down through Boone's Crossing, and then you're heavy out past 94 through Winghaven. And this traffic report brought to you by Staples. Staples is your office away from your office with everything you need to print, scan, or fax. Access files from a USB, email, or... and use self-serve machines to get back to business. Staples, it's pro time. I'm Tim Weiland from the Jack Schmidt Ford Lincoln of Collinsville Traffic Center.
KTRS is the original social media.
What?
Wait a minute. Who wrote this? How can that be? Oh, thank you. Is this the definition of social media? Okay. It says... a form of electronic communication through which users create online communities to share information, ideas, personal messages, and other content. Yeah, that's us. KTRS is your personality-driven electronic communication newsfeed, where listeners like you are a part of the KTRS community. You can share information, ideas, comment, like, and react on the KTRS Facebook page, or by texting us at 84126, or by calling us at 1-888-550-KTRS. That's 1-888-550-5877. You listen to us, we listen to you. On air, on the phone, and on social media. The Big 550 KTRS.
If you're looking for barbecue that's a cut above the rest and smoked slow, taste the passion for yourself at Doc's Smokehouse, 1017 Century Drive in Edwardsville.
The enchanting musical fantasy, Disney's The Little Mermaid, at the Muni now through the 29th. Sponsored by Emerson. Tickets available at Muni.org or
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. First on news at 6.
Are you hiring? Join the over 3 million businesses that use Indeed.com for hiring. Post your next job opening on the world's number one job site. Indeed.com.
When you're hiring for a growing business, you don't need lots of candidates. You need the right candidates. You need Indeed.com with an algorithm that positions your job post where quality candidates are and screener questions that help you zero in on the best talent. Indeed.com, the site proven through an independent study to deliver five times more hires than any other. New users claim your $50 credit for a sponsored job at Indeed.com/credit. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
The Big 550.
KTRS.
St. Louis. In your car, on your way home. Need to know what's happening? This is a simulcast of Fox 2 News at 6 on the Big 550. KTRS St. Louis.
You can count on. This is Fox 2 News at 6.
After two toddlers are shot in the drive-by shooting in University City, one shot in the head and the other shot in the back, police continue to search for the gunman. You hear from the victim's family about the violence.
A St. Louis area boy, the first death from Tropical Storm Cindy, the freak accident that caused his death.
Coming to the aid of a three-year-old boy with leukemia, what family and friends are doing to lend a hand.
But first on Fox 2 News at 6, University City Police, they are still looking for the gunman who shot into a car last week, wounding five people, and that included two toddlers, and now one child is fighting for its life.
All new Fox 2's Kelly Hoskins is live in University City, where she spoke exclusively with the victim's grandfather about this tragedy. Kelly?
Well, detectives here at the University City Police Department say that they are still...